On this episode, Chloe continues to co-parent with Tristan. Kim accuses Courtney of copying her style, and you do not want to miss this episode of Tea Time because we're talking Kylie on Playboy. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
OMG.
Hey. Yeah. Welcome back, y'all. It is Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yes.
How happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. So, we are talking Keeping Up with the Kardashians, season 17, episode 2. This is part 2 of birthdays and bad news.
Ooh.
More birthdays, more bad news.
Oh,
but it, you know what? We're having a good time.
Exactly.
It's all about good times.
We're here.
We're all about it. So welcome back. My name is Rachel Robillard, and with me, I got Nakia Monet.
Hey guys, happy Sunday.
And Howard the Third.
Woo, hey everybody.
Nice to be seen, nice to be heard.
Okay.
All right.
Right? So overall thoughts. We got a lot to talk about, so let's just get into it. Overall thoughts about the episode.
I got a little emotional.
You did.
I got really emotional. Yes. I didn't think that I would. I'm like, in the 17 seasons that I think I've watched the show, that was like my first time kind of tearing up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh no, I'm feeling all the feels.
Yeah, we'll get to why she was feeling the feels, so stay tuned for that. What do you think, Howard?
I mean, I liked the episode. I thought it was like, it had just the right amount of drama for me. It had the nice little gushy stuff, you know what I mean? Like, overall thoughts, I just really liked it. Kim is a lot more evil than we had thought. Maybe it's just a sister thing, a sibling thing. But
mean
I
girls.
Oh, girl, they was throwing out the claws tonight.
I know. They were just at each other. And then, you know, Chloe has her own situation going on. So, yeah, she has to have unexpected confrontation with her ex, Tristan Thompson, who's, you know, the baby daddy of True. So the whole part two was a continuation of the first birthday party. And we find out that she was crying at the end of this, Chloe was, and that Malika was there to help her, and that saying, you're not going to remember the sad, you're going to look back at the photos and just be happy he was there, you did your part, and that it all went okay in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Right?
The True's one. She doesn't even know what the hell has happened. She don't even know who they are right now. But I like the point that she made, like, you know, co-parenting is hard, and like, yes, like, Chris and Robert had a great co-parenting, and so did Courtney Scott, but it took them years to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's going to probably take you and Tristan some years where True will eventually get older and be like, oh, my parents are doing this co-parenting thing. And Tristan's also co-parenting with his first baby mother, the other Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, co-parenting is tough, so I'm happy that Malika was able to be like, girl, it all worked out fine. Everything was beautiful. The party was gorgeous. You guys will not remember this.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, right? And you would think because he is co-parenting with his first baby mama, like, it'd be a little bit more easier with Chloe. But for some reason, like, I just feel like he's dragging his feet. He wants to pull her down. Like,
I think they both still have feelings for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, he still wants to be there. She still wants him around. So I think that's why it may be a little bit tougher for him.
I don't know. I mean, does he really have feelings for her?
He got feelings for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah. He has feelings. I think he still loves her. He just doesn't know how to keep his pee-pee in his pants.
Most men. Love y'all.
Yes. But it really comes down to expectations for the first birthday. Because as Chloe said, she was not expecting Tristan, her baby daddy, to be a guest to True's first birthday party. She always expected, oh, mommy and daddy are going to throw you birthday parties every year. And that's just not what, you know, expectations.
And it still can happen. Like, you don't have to be in a relationship with your partner to still co-parent and throw the best party for your kid.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes women, and I can speak because I'm a woman, so I can speak from this point of view. I can't speak for men. Like, I think sometimes in relationships when we break up, we think this is what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be in a relationship with a guy to co-parent. Y'all can literally have the best birthday party for your kid, and your kid walking away saying, like, yo, my mom and dad did that. Because that's what my parents ended up doing. I remember for my sweet 16, where it was literally one of the best birthdays.
Aww.
It was a hard co-parent. It took them about 16 years to get it right. But on my 16th birthday, I walked away and was like, yo, my mom and dad did that.
Aww.
I didn't say, like, my mom and her plus one, my dad. It was just my parents did the damn thing. So I think eventually, hopefully down the line, she could be like, me and Tristan can come together and we can do this, you know?
Yeah, amen. Yeah. Sweet 16.
Hey.
It's my chance to shine.
I was trying to get on the show, but I missed the deadline.
Aw. Well, let's get into some drama with Kim and Courtney. You know, poor Chloe. let's transition to Kim and Courtney. So Kim accuses Courtney of copying her style. Is this petty AF sister drama, or is this something that it's the FBI needs to get involved?
It's so petty. It's so mean. I feel like, remember the Japan episode when Courtney had her whole team and Kim was so mean and nasty, and the three of them have their own different styles. So I don't know why Kim would even be upset. And it's like, if her stylist went in to get some Rick Owens, it's not like she was like, we must copy Kim. Right? I think her stylist just was like, let's go get some Rick Owens. It had nothing to do with you. And to like be caught up when you were doing the same thing that she did to you in Japan and be like, that's ugly. And our whole team was sitting there. I just think Kim, she was being so mean to her.
Exactly. I mean, Kim was being mean, but I don't know. I think it was other people in her ear, like her designer, and then was that other guy, her stylist, and then it was the designer who was kind of just like, oh, well, you know, they sent an email to us, and, you know, kind of just putting fuel to the fire.
Yeah, like words in other people's mouths, and also just like, it was kind of like he said, she said, and it seems like Courtney and Kim, just talk it out. Like, let's just go to the source.
Exactly. And why wouldn't Kim say when she's FaceTiming Courtney, like, hey, I have the designer here, or hey, girl, I'm here with the designer, and blah, blah, blah. How do you like my outfit? Not just, how do you like my outfit? Well, it's ugly. Okay, well, the designer's here. You should have said that.
You should have told me.
You should have said something.
Because then I would have told you it was ugly in private.
Exactly. And this isn't season one. This is season 17. Exactly. So Kim knows better than just to put Courtney on a FaceTime and set her up for failure to say, oh, her real opinions.
And it was the way she said it. She's like, this is what I want to wear to your birthday. It's not like Kim was like, this is what I'm wearing to a carpet
or the Met Gala.
Right. She said, I'm wearing it. And she probably was joking, but she's like, I'm wearing this to your birthday. So she's sort of like, ew. No.
Like, you're kidding. It's a joke. And because it was in the grand scheme of things.
It was a joke. So I just think it was petty. And I'm happy that Courtney called her stylist out. She's like, I don't care if she's sitting there. Hey, but you didn't send this email. I just feel like as sisters, we're 40, we're 39. This is so petty. We don't need to be fighting over someone's style.
Exactly. Right? I wonder what the bigger issue was. Because I just feel like it was more to it than that. Of course, we saw in the text messages when they were getting crazy. I just feel like, you know, she threw up that whole humanitarian thing.
That's not nice.
And then she threw out that whole, like, your style is ugly. Like, I just feel like there's something else there.
Kim goes below the belt. But I'm so shocked because Kim and Courtney used to be really close.
Really close.
They're literally a few, like, maybe 12 months apart. They're right on top of each other, and they used to be really close. Mm-hmm. And lately, I've been feeling, like, this weird divide between the two of them. And it's sad because, I mean, I know they love each other. And I was reading Kim's tweets, and she was live tweeting, and she's like, we made up. I love my sister. It is what it is. But she's like, right now, our group chat is lit because I'm really angry again. But I'm like, why are you guys so mean to each other?
Exactly. Oh, and speaking of the group chat, so I do have the live chat up. Hey. So shout out to all you guys in there. Of course, we have a few fans here. So Passenger Shaming says, calculated. She set her up when we were talking about the Kim and Courtney thing. And she also said, you know, so hey, how you guys doing in there? So, but
hey guys.
Maybe she did set her up. I mean,
maybe.
Yeah. So Kim ended up wearing that exact dress to the Met Gala that we actually talked about, which you can find in our YouTube series.
Yes.
And so, but from all that, Kim actually helps Courtney pick out a dress, which was a really nice sister thing to do, because at the end of the day, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Exactly.
And that's what Courtney was very adamant about, is that, sure, like, you can say, you know, that's not the best looking dress for you, or it's like, that is an ugly dress, or like, it's just like how you say it. Just be mindful with the word choices, because I mean, I feel like Kim has a lot of making up to do based on calling her older sister the least
interesting to look at.
The least interesting to look at. Yeah.
And, like, even at the ribbon cutting, she was just, like, shading her. And I'm like, why are you so mean to your older sister? Like, Courtney literally drinks matcha and poses naked and wants to go to Italy and mind her business. Like, the girl doesn't really do much to bother anybody. She's super chill. So I'm like, why are you so mean to your older sister?
Especially since Chloe came and she was like, everybody calm down. Like, Courtney was just crying in the car. Please, no fighting.
Yes.
And then here's Kim still throwing. Oh, this goes better with Courtney's outfit. Take that, girl.
Yes. And so we're talking about the Robert G. Kardashian Center for Esophageal Health at UCLA. That was the ribbon cutting.
Yes.
That is correct.
Around those lines.
Yes.
But I know, you know, they're sisters, and I know growing up, I'm sure there was a lot of fighting. Throw Rob in there. Yeah. And then throw the Jenner girls in there. But I just hate to see them at this point in their life, 40, fighting over something so dumb and to let other people get into it. And I just feel like Courtney's been sensitive lately and they've just been so mean to her. I'm like, why are you guys mean?
But it's like they need to be setting an example.
It's a lot
they
of kids.
Have kids watching them. Their own children That's are true. Watching them. And so that's just my thing. I mean, I hope they're just doing this for the cameras that they know and that it's sister drama. And of course, like, hey, I've accused my sister of copying me. I may or may not have stolen clothes from her closet growing up in high school.
Thing.
But that's the what it comes with the territory of having siblings.
And you guys all love each other. And I know these girls love each other.
Exactly.
It just sucks to see them fighting. But I love the whole makeup situation.
Yes.
Like, I love when they all make up and they forget. And then 3 weeks later, they're killing each other again.
Right.
Sisters.
Sisters. And so Khloé helped plan the party, her 40th birthday party. It looked awesome.
Beautiful.
I think our invites got lost in the mail.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Next time. We'll see you at 41, Courtney.
Right?
Next year. Kim's birthday's year. Coming up, so.
Hey. Oh, that's, yeah. I'll
let's text her.
Yeah. Girl, or text her, be like, don't
forget the invite.
Yeah. RSVP, VIP. That's correct. So, Courtney's 40th extravaganza birthday party.
Beautiful.
Wow. We saw a Poosh bathtub cake. Did y'all notice that?
I saw that.
And also, there are napkins. Kim, there are people who are dying. That's fun.
One of the best quotes of all time.
That will forever
Kim
be.
Kim even bought it up.
Yes.
When she was upset. She's like, because she would say, Kim, there's people dying.
And she's like, what are you doing to help them, Courtney? Which, okay. I was kind of like, I mean, I love Courtney, but I was like, well, what are you doing, Courtney?
That's not nice. She is a humanitarian. She's doing things.
She is doing things. They're all doing things.
They're all doing things. Kim just started.
They're all doing things.
Okay, nice gowns.
But I got so emotional because the gift that Chris gave her oldest. I love Disney, and I don't know, this is probably why I vibe with Courtney a little bit more. Just to see her give this sentimental gift to give her oldest, because she used to take her to Disneyland when she was little, and she gifted her every single sign that they would see in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I said, notice that sweet, that's very rich. Shout out to Momager. But I started crying. I'm like, why am I crying?
I got teary-eyed too, because that was kind of like my childhood too. It's like exactly where we parked, by Tinkerbell, and you look up and you try to find the character affiliated with the pole that it's on, like the lighting pole.
That was just so beautiful. And even the Mickey face that Khloé got her. So, like, those gifts were just really beautiful and sentimental. And I got super emotional. I'm like, oh, God, this is so sad and beautiful at the same time. I love you, Chris.
Do we really think that Kim forgot her gift and she said she was going to give it to her tomorrow?
Kim is so shady.
Kim was like, I'm going to bring you a gift tomorrow. Why didn't you bring it today, Kim? Did you really
Kim
buy her a gift?
Did not was buy she her so mad? And then when she seen all the sentimental gifts, she was like, oh,
I
forgot. Your gift will be here tomorrow. Mm. And I think she was in her closet and was like, aha!
I got it, this dress. This dress will be
your
the gift.
You're welcome. She's a true Libra queen.
Yeah.
Gotta love Kim.
I wouldn't be surprised if the dress was actually more expensive than Chris's present.
Chris's was more sentimental.
It was more sentimental. And I also wouldn't be surprised if Disney just gave them away?
Could have.
Just because of their status and that, and like, because let's think it through. I mean, we could say Chris asked, or Disney might they needed new ones anyway, so out with the old and with the new. And
I think Chris asked, because I think like, because even the way it was bought up and it was sentimental to get every single parking lot, like, I don't think Disney's like, hey, here, let's give that to, I think she probably reached out and she probably had an assistant try to buy them, and Disney was like, we can gift it to you.
Okay.
But I think as a mom, she probably was like, let me reach out, because Courtney loves Disney. Mm-hmm. She's obsessed. So I think her mom...
I think so. I mean, which is, you know, you got the status. You might as well.
Right.
Because, you know, once we make it, please believe, I'll be sending those emails. Hey, Rachel, girl, I saw you wore this two-piece. And I was just wondering.
I'll give you the two-piece. Thanks for sure.
Just give me a five-year pass to Disney.
Deal. So, Kim got some great news this episode. She got the news that she does not have lupus. So that was the scare that she had. And it goes to show the antibodies that were positive for lupus was actually a false.
Yes. I was watching her on The View. She had a really amazing interview on The View. She was there for a while and she did speak about it. She's like, you guys get to see what the real diagnosis is. And she said, I do have some problems with certain things, but she's like, you know, I'm grateful and I'm working through it. So I really loved her interview. If you guys haven't checked it out, make sure you check her on The View. She was there last week. And it was really insightful and it was like a different Kim. It was more of like a grown-up mom Kim.
Yeah.
And I loved everything that she was talking about. But she did talk about facing difficulties, but she's okay, she said.
Yes, yeah. And that she has psoriatic arthritis.
Yes.
That is what she has, that will come and go, and it seems just like it's just something that she has to really focus on, because, you know, she has so much going on with new babies, law school, KKW Beauty, and Winnie and her collection just came out this week, so they are all over the talk shows talking about that.
What is sleep?
Someone who doesn't sleep is Kanye, I feel, because this episode he was at Coachella for his Sunday service. I want to go to Sunday service.
Me too.
Do y'all, like, count me in. Kanye, where are you at next week?
But if you guys go, tell me how it is. I do not want to be there.
I want to be there and hear the songs. I'm not even going to lie. I at least want to go to one, maybe two.
I want to feel it.
No, because I feel like when you walk in, they're going to be like, please sign this cult document. Please
this NDA.
Sign your soul. But you guys, he was really close. He was up the street in North Hollywood. Because he's been going to different spots in LA, so you guys might be able to catch him soon.
Right.
When I learned that he was in North Hollywood, though I'm not interested in that, I was like, oh, that's cool that he's in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So you guys might be able to catch him
soon. And that was only like last week.
Brad
Pitt was there, y'all.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Brad Pitt was there.
So the invites, Kanye, don't forget.
That's what I don't understand. Yes. It'd be 20 million people, but yet it's still so, like, you can't find out where they are.
I know. It's like the day of. Right.
Or unless you're performing, because I do see a lot of people that I know who have been performing and they're in the choir, which I think that's dope that they're doing that. But like as far as the audience, I'm like, that has to be like the day of everyone sending a secret code, like say Yeezy at the door.
I don't know. Exactly, right? Because
who pulls up to just North? Like, how would you know?
Exactly. And then it's just like, it's so out in the open, but yet it still seems like there's a circle where you can't get to them.
He has a good team.
It's weird.
Security.
We're going to try to infiltrate that.
Okay. Because I'm coming to get my praise and worship. I don't care.
Same.
Yes.
And a pic with Kim.
That's what I'm going for, to see Kim.
Let's take a selfie, Kim. But yeah, Kim was there too with Brad Pitt last week.
Wow.
So for the Sunday service at Coachella, we found out today on this episode that I had no idea about. It was actually Kim's first Coachella. She had not been to Coachella before.
Wow,
she's
crazy.
Like, I've never been, and I'm like, what? You and Paris Hilton didn't go back in y'all's day?
That's what I thought.
And I
like.
Thought she went when Kanye first performed. This was like 2000, because I think my first time was 2014. I think 13, that's when like Kanye and Jay-Z performed. I thought she was, but maybe not. The girls go. Kanye and Kendall used to pull up. And I think Courtney, but maybe Kim's, she's like, hey, never been.
I don't know.
I have a hard time believing that.
I know. That's what I was like. I definitely feel like you've been there before.
Or you've gone to a party.
Because Kanye has been there a few times. She wasn't. We're going to do the research. If anybody knows, let us know.
I know, definitely in those live chats, if you guys know if Kim's been there before, definitely let us know.
Because if you think Coachella, you think Kylie Kendall showing up in these extravagant, crazy outfits. But I guess maybe it's just like a generational thing. And like, was it? Because Coachella's been around for a long time.
Coachella's been around for like almost 20 years.
Exactly. Yeah. So I find that hard.
I find that very hard to believe. Like, Coachella isn't new. Yeah. It's when we were kids. And then as we got older, then we started like coming to Coachella. That's why I'm like, girl, you live right there. I find that hard. I'm going to do the research and see.
We appreciate y'all in the live chat. Thank you so much for tuning in. Exactly. Let us know if you do some snooping, because I just like had a hard time believing that. But I didn't have a hard time knowing that over 50,000 people were in attendance for the Sunday service at Coachella. That's huge. A lot bigger than what North Hollywood can handle that's going on there. So it seemed like that was a huge turnout.
Coachella's a good time. It is a lot. It's a lot of people. I used to go every year. So I can imagine all those people walking over, and it was on Sunday, and Sunday's one of like the busier days in the afternoon, so I can see everyone walking over from one stage to their stage. Mm-hmm. Well, their garden. They were like kind of on a hill outside. Right. It wasn't really a stage, so Coachella's a good time.
It's a good time.
Speaking of those live chats, so still passenger shaming says Kim was at Sunday service in Dayton, Ohio a few weeks ago.
Yeah, oh, she was.
I didn't even know that was there.
They had one in Chicago and Atlanta.
And so were the kids.
Okay, we need to know.
Kanye's making his rounds. I think they just did Atlanta this Sunday where he actually started to speak. Oh, yeah. They were in Chicago. Mm. They were in Ohio. So they're doing like a city thing where wherever they pull up, he's doing Sunday service. But I'm like, how's everyone finding out?
Yeah. Exactly.
We need to know.
I need to go to Coachella.
Central castings.
You've been, Rachel,
to Sunday
Coachella?
Service?
No,
I have
Coachella.
Been to Coachella. I've been one time and... my bank account won't let me go again.
Maybe.
Because it's expensive.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I'm like, oh, you were going a lot? Yeah.
I went every year.
Every year.
And this is when I didn't live in LA, so I used to have to fly from New York. And
That's an extra $600.
Yeah.
Me and my friends created a Coachella plan. So if you guys find me on social media, there is a highlight on my page where I tell you how to do it the budget and affordable way. I don't have Kardashian money yet.
So you were sleeping on the floor in the desert.
No. No, baby. We had houses. We didn't have Kris Jenner's home, but we had houses.
Yeah, so I was sleeping under the stars.
I can teach you how to do it the affordable way. You don't have to sleep on the floor.
Good to know.
And you don't eat rocks.
Nope. We ate really good on the weekend, and we even went to the after parties.
Oh.
Baby, mama will teach you. We've been going for, I think, 7 years now.
Okay.
I didn't go last year because I think I'm giving up on it. I'm tired.
That's good to know. We will be checking that out.
So I will do that for you guys. Not the Kardashian way. Not yet. The Kiki Boom Boom way.
Yeah, Kiki Boom Boom. All right, so that was the recap for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Let's get into some tea time. Mm-hmm. Little cheers. You know how my little...
I've got my tea, so cool.
Okay, y'all. Even though she wasn't really featured on tonight's episode, we have to go into depth for Kylie Jenner because she was on the cover of Playboy magazine, y'all. The cover. She's not a regular mom. She's a cool mom.
Yes.
She really is. Kylie's on the cover of Playboy. She says she has no problem being both sexy and a badass mom in the new Playboy cover. Kylie and her baby daddy Travis Scott collaborated with Playboy for its latest pleasure issue and opened up about sexuality. She went into depth about motherhood and sexuality can coexist. So... I had to treat myself on Friday.
Yes.
I left my work during lunch to go pick this up. I had to, like, Miss Boss Man of mine, I need to go get this magazine off the stands.
Exactly.
That's when it was.
You are a true fan and dedicated.
I'm a true fan.
But not only is that like a magazine, that's like a book, actually.
Oh, I'm framing this baby. I am framing
it. I didn't know it was that thing.
Me neither.
Like the book, your nasty Kiki. We got kids.
Yes.
But I didn't even know the book was that thick.
It's thick. And spoiler alert.
That's what they said in Playboy.
There are no nipples. No nip slips.
Nip slips for Kylie.
But I'll let y'all read that.
But I think I'm going to get one because, you know, most Playboy magazines are like a little thinner. This is like a full-on book.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a collector's item. So I think everyone should get it because I'm going to go and get it. speaking about kind of getting in and getting in trouble, it looks like our girl Kim Kardashian, a.k.a. Queen Mean Girl, got in some trouble. And this is where it comes hard when you're parenting because it looks like she, you know, allows baby North, who's now 6 years old, to put on a little makeup, but Kanye is not having it with his little daughter wearing makeup. And that reminds me of the episode where Chris let Kylie and Kendall wear makeup and Caitlyn was not having it at all because they were really young at the time. So it reminded me of that episode. So I guess that's the thing with parenting, where one parent's like, yes, and the other parent's like, absolutely not. Yes. And also, Kim did say on The View, because they asked her, she's like, I have four kids, I don't want any more. And they said, but you have help. And she said, yeah, but my husband is now trying to get rid of the help. So he wants us to do it all. Yeah, she said that. So
oh my gosh.
She's like, he's trying to do this whole no help, we parent. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
They're letting go of people. Is it because they're potentially moving?
That's a good one. Let's talk a little bit more about the moving. Because Kim did say she wanted to move to Wyoming. Kim was a guest on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, and she admitted that Kanye bought a over 4,000 acre ranch in Wyoming. Wow. Kanye's vision is to move there. Kim's vision is to just visit there during the summer and the weekends. So, I mean, they want to move. Of course, Kim's an LA girl, so she never wants to leave. But it's going to be a lot to try to commute back and forth.
With four babies.
Yeah, it might work for the summer because the kids don't have, you know, school. Right. But I don't know about them weekends, unless the kids stay with Kanye in Wyoming.
Can we see Keeping Up with the West family, Wyoming style?
Yeah, ooh. the West in and Wyoming.
The West. Well, I don't know if Wyoming's in, but the West in the West on a farm.
Yeah, Wild Wild West in Wyoming.
Pay us.
I like that.
You know, also this farm cost Kanye $14 million. So,
whoa.
Yeah.
Well, if he can afford that, then he can afford the private jet to take them to and from LA and Wyoming.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of families. Like, I remember, like, Demi Moore, and at the time when she, her and Bruce Willis were married, I believe they grew up, I don't know if it's like Montana or Wyoming. Mm. They took the kids far away. There's another celebrity couple. Like, I think Angelina and Brad, they don't live in LA. Like, okay. So there are celebrities who take their kids and they live in places like this. So maybe that could be the thing. But I don't see Kim. Mm-hmm. The family's too close. I don't see them. Remember, it was a thing for Khloé moving to Houston.
Yeah.
I don't see Wyoming.
No, Dallas.
She's
in Dallas.
You know, I don't see it being a thing, but what do I know?
Well, someone who's not moving to Wyoming, Caitlyn Jenner.
Ooh.
We actually haven't talked about her in a little while, so this is good to talk about her. So Caitlyn Jenner shows up. She was on, here's the picture right here. So Caitlyn Jenner shows she can take some brutal jokes at Alec Baldwin's comedy roast on Comedy Central. This episode airs tonight. And Blake Griffin shares a joke about Caitlyn and his daughters. He quotes, "On behalf of the entire NBA and half of the rappers on the Billboard charts, I want to thank you for giving your daughters their daddy issues." Ooh. He also adds, "Caitlyn completed her gender reassignment in 2017, finally confirming that no one in their family wants a white dick."
Oh.
Caitlyn Jenner claps back, though. "All of you are making silly jokes how I cut it off. Let me remind you that it made Kylie Jenner youngest self-made billionaire in history. It made Kendall Jenner highest paid model in the world.
Ooh.
I raised 10 children and coming on to 20 grandchildren. I didn't cut it off. I just retired it. It was done." So, dang.
It also made Brody Jenner, who's hot. So, thank you, Caitlyn.
True. Mic drop. You go, Caitlyn.
That was awesome because, first of all, on the stage, you have to agree to be roasted so everyone can take a joke. And I love that Caitlyn is open to be like, you know what? Bring it on.
Yeah.
And Blake is now trying to be kind of like a stand-up comic. So sometimes I go to comedy shows, and he was at one of the comedy shows that I was at. So he had a ride, and I thought it was pretty funny. But I love that Caitlyn was like, but I made all these great children and raised half of the people that you love. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you.
But it's interesting because it's coming from Blake Griffin. And let me remind y'all that he dated Kendall Jenner for a bit. So it's just kind of like,
I'm like, ooh, the shade, child.
The shade.
Something that's not shady but also really cool, New York Fashion Week was this week in New York City. Love it. And Kim Kardashian had to make an appearance, which I love because on The View, she was like, I couldn't show up to a lot of things in New York Fashion Week because she's like, I got to study for a test for law school, which she passed her test. But she did make an appearance with her good friend Lala to support one of their other BFFs, Serena Williams, the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
They supported Serena's fashion show, and it was really cool because it was like Lala, Kim, Anna Wintour, Dasha Polenko from Orange is the New Black, and they all looked beautiful supporting the one and only Serena Williams. So I thought that was pretty cool.
What an iconic photo. Did you see Meg Thee Stallion?
I love it. My favorite New York Fashion Week photo is when Kim is holding baby North and North is crying her face off and Beyonce's like, what's that noise? And Jay-Z's confused. Everyone's like, why is the baby here? But yeah, they all looked beautiful. I love Kim in a bob. So I think she looks amazing. And they're supporting Serena, so that's dope. Mm-hmm. Hello, Anna Wintour.
She looks cute. So we got another cutie, Kris Jenner.
Aww.
We love Mama Jenner. So, Kris Jenner, you're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Hey.
So, Kris Jenner was on The Late Late Show with James Corbin. After making her way on down, Kris played the classic game, High Low. She attempted to guess the price of everyday goods in hopes of winning a brand new... Oh, a brand new ride-on lawnmower.
I want one. Chris.
And spoiler alert, she won. She actually did a pretty good job. That is so... pretty funny clip.
Oh, Chris. Yeah.
Chris has been everywhere. Not only was she on The Late Late Show, but she was also on Ellen at the beginning of the week.
Oh, yeah.
So season 17 of Ellen started on Monday, and Kylie billionaire Jenner and momager Chris appeared on the premiere. Kylie chatted about her European birthday trip, she turned 22, her baby daddy and boyfriend Travis Scott, and her latest Kylie Cosmetics birthday collection, which she gave to all of the Ellen audience attendees. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Casual.
We always miss the good gifts.
I know. I was like, sign me up. And so Kylie also gave, this was interesting when watching this, Kylie gave Ellen a punch card, a like Kardashian-Jenner punch card with all the girls' faces on it. And Kylie told Ellen if she can get every Jenner Kardashian on this season, 17, Kylie will get her a prize.
Ooh.
Which isn't, you know, So Kylie's on the premiere episode. And what's to come
and so is mom.
Next? Yeah, so is mom. So she already has two of the majority of the girls, so she's on a good track.
That's awesome.
And she's like, okay, well, what would I... Ellen was like, well, what would I get? Money? Because she's a billionaire. Ha ha. And then Chris is like, maybe you can go to her next birthday trip. Ooh. Where I'm like, that would win me over.
Yes. I want to go on this birthday trip.
Right?
Definitely.
Exactly. So... to come, more to come.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. And then another segment, we got Gram Glam coming at you. We don't have our faces, but we... Oh, yes. Ooh, bring on the photos. I love a good picture.
Keep taking those pictures.
Yes. Okay, first Gram Glam of the night, we have Kim. And this is Kim with her Skims.
Okay.
Kim and her Skims. Kim's sexy Skims. And she launched this at the beginning of the week. And fun fact, she made $2 million within minutes of launching Skims.
And I heard they're really comfy. They're really comfortable. So I'm looking for my pair. I got to text Kim because she's just forgetting
I know.
Everything.
Yeah, we need RSVPs, she Sunday service and birthdays, and also some new Skims.
We should have had a prize, like a press release box here.
I know.
And next we have Courtney. She is poolside with Poosh. We also in this picture, Amanda Lee, Nicole Williams. Am I saying her name right? Yiris Palmer? Y-R-I-S?
Yeah.
Yiris. And Adrian Bailon, who we all remember. Shady Boots. Adrian Bailon is the ex-girlfriend of Rob Kardashian. Let's not forget that. But, you know, Courtney and Adrian are still friends. It is unknown what Robin and Adrian are. I guess they're civil.
Adrian's like married now, so they're probably civil.
She's like, she's so happy within her marriage too. Yeah, she's on the real.
She talks about her sex life every day on the real.
So it's kind of irrelevant when it comes to Rob. But I'm glad that they're hanging, they're girls. That's fun. Such a cute picture. All right, next we got Chloe, and the caption for this is Makeup by Coco. Cute.
Oh, okay.
And her Rolls Royce.
It goes with her pink theme on her page.
Yes.
She's doing this cute she has pink a theme. Theme.
Your hat would match her theme.
Oh, my daddy hat.
Yeah, daddy.
Yes.
Yes, and next we have Kendall. And this was actually a sponsored post for Proactiv. She's a Proactiv ambassador. As we all know, she's been dealing with her acne for quite some time now, and she's a Proactiv ambassador. Looking good. That's exactly what I was doing this fine Sunday morning.
Always a mood.
Always. And last but certainly not least, we have to talk about Kylie. Because she was on the cover of Playboy, and she Instagrammed this gorgeous, bootylicious photo of her and Travis Scott.
Send the doctors.
You know. Showing what you're working with. You go, Kylie.
Send me the contact number for your surgeon.
Exactly.
Thank you.
And so, we don't have our heads, but should we just name out what we think of all? Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Kendall.
Ooh.
Oh.
Why did you choose Kendall?
Because she just looked like she was just having a good Sunday. Like, just like... She said, I am a whole mood.
Listen, that was me this morning.
I'm tired. That's what she looks like. I'm tired. Take the picture. I'm going to bed.
You know, you get out the shower and you lay there all day with
that. That's what it is.
She does look good.
That is such a meme. It's like, Kylie for Playboy. And then here's me. Here I am. It's like, I'm happy for you, but I'm just going to stay in bed today.
I'm tired.
Me waiting for them to bring the magazine of Kylie and exactly. Playboy.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Aww. And so I picked, why did you choose Kylie?
I picked Kylie because she looked amazing. Her and Travis are good. And that's how I want to spend my Sunday. Mm-hmm. Like naked outside, booed up.
Okay.
Looking great.
This could be us, but you playing.
Okay. Yes.
Literally, honey.
She looks great.
Yes. And I posted an Instagram poll for y'all on my Instagram at @Rach_Robillard. Yes. I was really curious. I did some digging, you know. I love Kylie. I love Playboy. I love Kylie on Playboy. And did y'all know Kim was also on Playboy?
Hey.
In 2007, mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian posed for Playboy at the age of 27. Today, Kylie is 22 on Playboy.
Wow.
Hubba hubba. And I asked y'all, who did it better? Who did it better? So I have some pictures of some side-by-sides that are pretty similar. So Kylie was a little more conservative with a blue see-through, what would you like sheer little
chiffon thingy.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, Kim has all of her beautiful beads, and we all remember that
You're
episode.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
You're doing amazing, sweetie. So I posted all of these, and I was very shocked by the responses. Well, I'm going to ask y'all first. Kylie or Kim, who did it better?
Oh. I'm going to say Kylie, but not because Kim doesn't look good. It's just that it was so 2007, and I remember in 2007 when this came out because I was about Kylie's age, right, like where she is now. And I'm like, oh, she looks great, but today I like the artistic style of Kylie's magazine, mm-hmm. like her shoe, like as an art direction point of view, mm-hmm. I like that
the
one better.
It was outside, yeah, the greenery.
It was very like 60s, 70s inspired, which mm-hmm. I love, where Kim doesn't look bad, but it's just so 2007, which is nothing wrong with it, but I just like the whole outside nakedness, me and my boo.
And I'm going to say Kim, just because I love the whole little 2007 era, you know, and just watching the episode and seeing the behind the scenes. I think I love it a little bit more with Chris and just, you're doing wonderful, doing awesome, sweetie. And
that was a great episode.
You know, Kim was just so proud.
I'm going to agree with you, Howard. Like, yes. I personally loved Kim because, for one, there's a little more nudity, a little bit of little oop, and then just the pearls are gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I'm all about it. And especially since they had the episode that showed that this was happening.
Yes.
I'm so Kim for Playboy, but when I saw Kylie, okay, well, hold on. Like, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. Like, hello, I'm framing this bad boy.
I mean, she does look good.
But
she
looks good. They both look amazing. This is the hottest picture.
I think it's just vintage-y looking. It looks like it's from the 70s or 60s, so that's why I vibe with it. But Kim does look amazing, and we did get to see the behind the scenes on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Right.
Hopefully, we get to see Kylie behind the scenes. Fingers crossed. But, so I was surprised. I was going for Kim, but it was Kylie by a landslide for all of y'all. I had over 75 people answer, and 86% of y'all said Kylie, and 14% was Kim.
Wow.
So I was like, wow. And that's for, I posted all three of those photos, and just a landslide, it was Kylie over Kim.
Wow.
Kim
is still OG, though.
Kim is OG. She is iconic and
Queen
will always be, but
yes.
Kylie, you know, Kylie Billionaire Jenner, she's a... Kim has a run for her money.
Yeah. Okay.
She really, really does. But thank y'all so much for tuning in to Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Y'all can find us here every week, same time, same place. Howard, where can everyone get you see you in the meantime?
Yes, you can follow me on all social media outlets at Howard the Third. I also do a show right here with Nakia on our sister channel, Black Hollywood Live, on Sundays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I also do Growing Up Hip Hop New York on Thursdays, 8 p.m. Pacific Time on AfterBuzz TV. So check me out there.
Yes, you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And like Howard said, we do a really cool reality TV show on Sundays at Black Hollywood. We talk about all reality TV. On Thursdays, I do Jersey Shore, Black and Compton. I am all reality TV'd.
That is right. And my name is Rachel Robillard. Y'all can find me on Instagram at @Rach_Robillard. I will be posting more Instagram questions Sunday morning for y'all to answer. And in the meantime, go ahead and like and subscribe to AfterBuzz TV. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope to see you again next week.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.